John, another draw here at the Banks Stadium. What did you make of the 90 minutes?
I thought we did enough to win the game. Really good free kick early on for me. And then I thought the goal that was disallowed, the corner I've watched, it was a perfect legitimate goal. And we work on those set-piece routines, and we were applying a lot of pressure then, and it would have been then, it would have just been a good performance with a 2-1 win, but we didn't get it. I think everyone can have their own judgment on whether it was a goal or not. But Blackpool are a good team. They win their game in hand, they're in. They're well in the playoffs, so we were wary that they're a good unit. They've had 2 weeks now to really concentrate on this game. Tried to cause us a bit of an overall playing spear in Am Ryan. I thought we got to grips with that really well. I thought it was a good game. And I think we probably deserved to shade it in the end.
We'll touch on some of the key points in a bit, some of the key action. But what did you make of the crowd reaction? Certainly with the Agi substitution, then towards the end, it was quite a sort of a pronounced gesture of applause towards the main stand at the end.
It's become part and parcel this year for me, and it's something I have to deal with. I just have to concentrate on the players and make decisions which is right for the club and right for them. I thought to change that team from almost beating last 5 minutes to beat the top of the table, I wouldn't have been happy being left out. And I think if everyone asked themselves, I think they wouldn't either. And Daniel's been scoring some great goals, and Amma was really outstanding last week, so they've been really pushing this week, and they deserve to stay in the team. That's how we work it. If you do well and you fight for that shirt, you keep that shirt. That's it, and that is how we'll always do it. That's how I'm going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And Tyler came on, did really well, and again he had a few opportunities as well. And things don't always go exactly to plan. Life doesn't either, but it's all done for the right reasons, and it's done with energy and enthusiasm. I thought the players gave their all. I don't mind negativity towards me. Or what I would say possibly is wait till the end to make your comments and just get behind the team, because they're trying their hardest out there. So possibly just one of the things, just wait till the end if you want to make a statement towards me.
But that says a lot for your starting 11, that you can leave your captain Adam Chambers on the bench, though, that the faith you have in someone like Kieran Morris in the centre of the park alongside Joe Edwards and Bakayoko and Agi up front.
And it's also, listen, it's not just about 3 o'clock. I have to see what comes on. I know what goes on every day for the weeks leading up to this game, and Adam's only done a little bit yesterday, so we can't risk a hamstring coming on, then we lose him for 6 weeks. He's an important part, he's our skipper, so we have to manage all these things. It's my job to determine who I put out there, and again, you're right, Kieran did really well last week with Joe, so why should he come out? He's got to just fight his way, and it's like anybody, nobody's got a divine right to play in this team. If you work and you deserve it, then you'll get your chance.